The Cheltenham Township Board of Commissioners will appoint a new township manager. WHYY's Kenny Cooper with more.
Jonathan Altschul most recently worked as the town manager of Newington, Connecticut. He has also spent time in the Delaware Valley, serving East Goshen and Westtown townships. In a statement, Altschul says he is, quote, excited to serve the entire Cheltenham Township community. The formal appointment is this Wednesday. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
That intense microburst storm that hit the city over the weekend devastated the Southeast Asian market held every weekend in FDR Park. Soka McNear was selling food at the outdoor market when an intense rain and wind suddenly came up and destroyed her tent.
Because we didn't secure it enough with the tarp on top, it just took it off. We were trying to hold on to it. I was trying to salvage a little bit of my products underneath where it wouldn't get rained on. Putting my cash register down so it won't fly off. It was crazy.
McNear says the market is asking for donations to help 53 vendors buy new tents. Contributions can be made at their website, fdrseamarket.com. Plastic bags have been banned in Philly since 2021, but a new study from Penn Environment finds almost a quarter of businesses in the city aren't following the rules. Half of businesses are also failing to comply with a new law requiring them to charge a dime for paper or reusable bags. Farron Savitz is the organization's zero waste advocate.
If we're bringing a reusable option every time we go to the store, then we're going to have less waste going to our landfills, our incinerators. We'll see less waste ending up on our streets, less litter, and hopefully a cleaner, greener Philadelphia.
A city spokesperson says Philly is moving in the right direction and there's been a significant drop in the number of noncompliance complaints since 2022. It'll be sunny this afternoon, topping out in the mid-90s. Right now, mostly cloudy, 83 degrees.